Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good morning. 01:00. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 02:00. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 03:00. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 04:00. Partly cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 05:00. Clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 06:00. Clear. 45 degrees. Good morning. 07:00. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 08:00. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good morning. 09:00. Mostly cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 10:00. Sunny. 60 degrees. Good morning. 11:00. Sunny. 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 12:00. Mostly sunny. 73 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 75 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 75 degrees.
NADLTNADYU. NADLTNADYU, you around it? NADLTNADYU, clear. NADLC, NADGYU, you around it?
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 75 degrees.
J-A-T-O-D. Hey, Vic, you somewhere out there? NADLC, NAGYU. Are you sitting there picking fruit or doing what? I was going to be synostic there, but I figured I better not be. I don't know you well enough for that. NADGYU, are you around, Vic? Anybody around here yet? I thought I'd better try and come in and see if anybody's still sitting on their microphone or not. NADGYU testing and looking for contact. Well, I guess not. No one wants to talk today. Okay, fine. Have a good day, gentlemen. 73s from NADGYU. Out and about. Bye. about that, gentlemen. I thought my mic was unkeyed, but apparently I had the lock on. So I don't know what you heard, but it was all good, I'm sure. NHGYU clip.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly sunny. 75 degrees.
W8FFR mobile and monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 73 degrees.
KE8CZX mobile.
VHF hub, disconnected. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny, 70 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 64 degrees.
Good evening and welcome to LaPierre County Net. This net meets every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on the W8 LAP repeater. This repeater is owned and operated by LaPierre County Amateur Radio Association and our repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, WAYRC. My name is Kevin, call sign is KB8TAR, and I'll be net control for this evening. At this time, are there any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in? Please call now.
This is N8XD. Scott, we're at class, and I'll have one more check-in.
All right, good evening, Scott. You got you on the list. Since with announcements for the net, please call now.
This is W8LAP. This is Richard. I'm located in Fenton, Michigan. Back to net control.
All right. Good evening, Richard. We got you on the list. All right, we'll take a general check-ins now. Anyone who wishes to join the net this evening, please call net control now.
November 8, Victor Lima,
Charlie. Eric out of Holly. Say hello to Rick.
All right, we'll stop right there for just a second. We had a double. Vicki, I got you on the list. Eric, I think you doubled with Vicki. Can you give me your call sign again, please?
Yep. Holly?
Copy Holly. Very rough copy. If that's you, Eric, it's very rough copy. All right. Let's keep moving. Any other check-ins for the net this evening, please call net control now.
This is
Alpha Echo 8. This is Kilo Bravo 8 Whiskey Golf Golf George in Flushy.
This is NME Dave in Davidson.
KC8VHA, Dick at Barnes Lake.
Right, ZTX call sign, please give me your full call sign again.
KC8ZTX.
All right, let's stop there. I've got on the list N8XP, W8LAP, N8VLC, KE8ZTX, AE8IO, KB8WGG, N8MME, and KC8VHA. If you did not hear your call sign, please try again.
This is KE8FOB Dave.
All right, very good, Dave. We got you on the list. All right, let's go up to the top to our folks at the technician class. Scott, go ahead. Stand by Richard, N8XP, KB8TAR.
Hey, good evening, Kevin. How you doing?
Good evening to everybody on the net. We've got our fourth session tonight. Third session? It's flying by. We're having fun. And I got about a dozen people here in the classroom. So we're taking turns each night checking to the net, giving them some practical experience. And thanks for everybody checking to the net. Just a reminder, the second Tuesday of the month is going to be our club meeting, and everybody is welcome. 7-3, N8XP. I'll be out after this one.
Yeah, I figured, Scott, we'll show you signed. So, Richard, you're next, and by Vicki, W8LAP, KB8TAR.
This is W8LAP. This is Richard. Good evening to everyone. It's nice to be part of the class. I look forward to talking more to all of you. This is W8LAP. Back to net control. Out after this.
All right, Richard. Well, you and everybody else hang in there, and we look forward to getting some new hams on the air as well. So we'll show you signed. 7-3 to everybody in the class. All right, let's see, Vicki, you're next, and I think Terry was in there as well. N8VLC, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, this is N8VLC. Good evening, everybody. Welcome, everybody, from the class. Had kind of an exciting week today, ham radio-wise. Been trying out some new NVIS antennas, and having great success with them. Hang on a second. Terry's sitting in the same room with me with a radio on, and all I can hear is myself talking. Anyway, we have a 40 and an 80 NVIS here, and I was, on the 40, I was hitting very close stations here in Michigan. In fact, the closest one was Troy, and I couldn't have been more thrilled. and no, that was on the 80. Got Clarkston on the 80, but all over the state on both of them, and as far out as New Jersey. So I'm very happy about that. And I will let the antenna maker tell you all about it. So I will turn this back to Net Control. November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie.
Roger that, Vicki. Yeah, 40 is a great band for so-called local communication. And Terry, you're next. Stand by, Rob. K-E-8-Z-T-X, K-V-8-T-A-R.
K-V-8-T-A-R, this is K-V-8-Z-T-X. Yeah, we've been having fun playing, pulling spare parts and wire, leftover wire from years of being in the electrical industry and playing with things, and it seems that we've done okay for a couple of newbies that don't really know what they're doing. Made another one today for a more permanent installation, but yeah, the NVIS that, you know, we're getting people in Imlay City on HF, and Clarkston, and we'd like to, we're going to have to get a hold of Larry and Garrett and Paul and see if we can get them, because they're all within about 10 miles of us, and that would be great, because then that would be a definite success story. So right now, like I said, we keep playing with it and having fun with it. So we'll continue to do so and see what we can get away with. K-E-8-Z-T-X, back to that.
Yeah, you don't know what the antenna is going to do until you put it in the air. That's so great. I'm glad you guys are having success with your experimentation. Fantastic. All right, Rob, you're next. Stand by, George, AE8IO. KB8TAR.
KB8TAR in the net. This is Rob, AE8IO. Just my father had put a wire antenna up.
So I didn't quite catch the kind of antenna you're trying to tune or construct, but That must be an HF antenna, so maybe you can clarify that in the second go-around. All right, George, go ahead. Stand by Dave, KB8WGG, KB8TAR.
Good evening, this is KB8WGG. Yes, indeed. Beautiful day outside today. Took and chopped up some leaves in the backyard. Used to take and rake them all up, throw them out to the road. But then again, the John Deere that I had decided it was no longer going to be a John Deere. It was going to be a piece of junk. The transmission went out on it. And it's cheaper to take and buy another tractor, or lawnmower, excuse me, than to get it repaired. And in fact, the thing was so old that they didn't even make the parts for it anymore. So that took care of that idea. Well, anyways, did that. Went and got the haircut. How about that? Finally went and got one haircut after 6 weeks, I guess, something like that. Anyways, finally got it cut. I look like a halfway decent person now, thank God. Went over to the daughter's, and we stuffed envelopes for them today. I sealed them. The wife stuffed them. She is doing it for a lady who sells houses, real estate lady. Anyway, she sends out Thanksgiving cards every year. And Mary got the job of doing it, so what does Grandma and Grandpa do? Go over and do it for them. So that's the way it is. All right, KBAWGG, I will be here.
All right, George. It sounded like you probably couldn't have asked too much more of your mower. I got one that I keep nursing along as well. but, excuse me. I'm replacing the stairs in my front porch. Got a good chunk of that done tonight. I got the trailer winterized today, so that's all ready to sit there and get snowed on. That's what I was up to here later in the afternoon. All right, Dave, you're next. Stand by deck. N8MME, KB8TAR.
KE8FOD, Dave here. Yeah, we just got back late last week from down in Texas. We were helping son and daughter-in-law move, so we had to get back so my wife could go to her physical therapy for her shoulder. Other than that, we've been pretty busy just getting things ready for winter around here. KE8FOB, over.
All right, Dave. Yeah, we had two Daves here, so don't listen to the call sign for your turn. So, N8MME, KB8TAR, standby deck.
Thank you, Kevin. KB8TAR in the clear net. N8MME, Dave and Davison. That's what you get for having two Daves in a row. Got a good net going tonight, Kevin. Good job. Good to be in here again. It's kind of weird right now. When I sat down here, the outdoor temperature readout was 70 degrees, and now it's 71. So it's warming up outside, and it was a really nice day today. I got the leaves blown off the yard into the woods, and about 3 hours later, look outside, and it doesn't look any different than when I started. That many have come down today. I would guess maybe a third to a half of the leaves on coming out of the trees on the yard itself are on the ground, or have been on the ground. But with as much woods around us on two sides and so many trees in the yard itself, we really get a lot of leaves. So the next few days I'll have to blow some more out because I can't walk through them. They're so thick. And what do you find under them? You find a lot of molehills. So that's another issue that has to be addressed. Anyway, back to you, Kevin. KBATIR, N8MME.
Yeah, Dave, the moles have runways all over my yard for some reason as well. They move back in here at the end of the warmer months. But yeah, I don't worry about the leaves. I let them blow out And of course, I'm not in a subdivision, so I just let them lay where they are. They are magically gone in the spring. But all right, Dick, you're next, and then we'll take a standby. KCAVHA, KBATAR.
Good evening, Kevin, and everybody on the net. My day I spent watching a crew of four cut down a double oak tree that was lifting up the front porch. They got here at 8:30 in the morning and left at 4 in the afternoon. And also had a couple guys come to grind the stump up. So it was kind of a busy day watching these guys. They had a bucket truck, but there still was a lot of over top of the building, plus over top of the wires, having to get all this stuff down. So they got it done. So back to you, Kevin, KC8VHA.
Yeah, when it's over top of the building or wires, it's good to hire those types of jobs out. So I don't blame you there. I would have done the same thing. All right, let's break with Dick, and we'll take a standby. Any new check-ins for the net this evening, please call net control now.
This is Whiskey 8 Delta Lima Kilo.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Tango Papa, Patrick and Flint. I'll be in and out.
All right, we picked up David, WADLK, and Patrick, KEHZTP. We got you in and out. Thank you for the check-in. All right, David, go ahead. WADLK, KBATAR.
KBATAR, Whiskey 8, Delta Lima Kilo. Thanks, Kevin. Sorry for the late check-in. Time got away from me. I got home a little late from work. Got a whole lot new to report here. I'm off tomorrow. I'm going to straighten out my Yagi antenna. And the fall colors look so nice. I think my wife's off tomorrow, so maybe we'll take the dog over to Hadley Metamora, see what they did with the state park. That's where I like to do my POTA activations. And maybe have lunch in the park and enjoy the day. The weather is incredible, as everybody knows, and tomorrow's supposed to be another great day. Back to you, KBATAR, WATLK.
Yeah, very good. Seems like they should be done with the camping area that they were reworking by now, but I guess I, in hindsight, I don't know their schedule. But if they have it done, it'd be interesting to see... for you to let me know what they did. I'm kind of curious. All right, let's go back up to the top. So Vicki, you're next. Stand by Terry. And Vicki, I'm going to answer your question there in Slack. Just haven't gotten to it. NAVLC, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, this is NAVLC. Dave, the park is beautiful over there. We go over there quite often to let the dog check our messages, but the campgrounds look lovely, but no, they're not done. And I don't remember, it's water lines, I think, that they have to work on, or electrical lines. Yes, electrical service and water lines that they're still working on. But, I mean, it looks finished, but they still don't want you walking through there. They have their signs up, but... And we were over there today. The colors are gorgeous, so you'll enjoy it. I took several pictures while we were over there. But, no, we're trying to button things up for the winter as well. Terry got the one garden bed ready for me to pop my garlic in here in the next, probably another week. I like to put it in towards the end of the month. But other than that, the garden, of course, is finished, and all the canners are put away, and I'm moving on to bigger and better things, radio. So, and that's about it. I'll send Terry over next, and I'll turn this back to Net Control, NAVLC. Back to you, Kevin.
Yeah, we got one more camping trip here in last weekend, and I took some pictures of some color as well. So it is very nice this year, very beautiful this year. Terry, go ahead. Stand by Rob, KE8ZTX, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR is KE8ZTX. Yeah, we're looking forward to doing exactly the same thing, Kevin. We got a particular spot up north called the Jordan River Valley that has some of the most beautiful colors when they change that. It's just unbelievable. You stand over top of the valley and look at the tops of the trees. And hopefully, we're trying to get up there this week. Hopefully, we'll be able to do that and get some gorgeous pictures of it. But as far as the state park goes, I talked to one of the people over there last week, and they're still waiting on DTE and some other things, and they probably don't plan on opening the actual campground area until April of next year, which is somewhat disappointing, but they've done quite a job of redoing the park. It's a very nice park. But now we're still playing with things, and, you know, we're into venison season, so that kind of gets in the way of the wife's ambitions for me to make things for her. But that's the way it works year after year, so we all learn how to deal with it. So that's all I got. So KB8, TAR, back to you, KE8. ZTX.
Roger that, Terry. I'm not going to walk into that minefield. We're just going to let that one go away. That issue go away. So very good. All right, Rob, you're next. Stand by George, AE8IO, KB8TAR.
So this is AE8IO, and the antenna I'm messing with is an NFED half wave. So kind of wanting it to do it yourself job, and I don't know, just got to keep tweaking it, I guess. Nothing goes up automatic without a little adjusting. So that's going to be in the cards until I work that out. Thinking about getting picking up a nano VNA just to give me a little bit more insight into what's going on that. Other than that, just been a quiet night. Went off-roading this weekend up in the Ross Common Grayling area with the Bronco. Had some fun, camped a little bit, and that's what we did this weekend. Good to hear everybody on the net, so I'll be listening in and just wish everyone 73. AE8IO.
All right, Rob, we got that fully copied on your NFED. Yeah, my NFED is just a random length. It's 40 feet, but it's random. With a 49:1 balun at the bottom, and I just rely on the tuner. And I've tuned it on 80, 40, 20, and I think 10 as well. So probably 15 as well, but I just rely on the tuner for the random length NFED. So I'm not sure if that helps or not, but very good. All right, George, go ahead. Stand by Dave, KB8WGG, KB8TAR.
Hey, KB8WGG. Well, sounds like everybody's having a good time with antennas. Antennas are something else. I used to, if you get up in my attic, there's probably 5 or 6 antennas that are homemade up there. They were used once or twice, and they just didn't turn out like I wanted, but they're still there. I never went back up in that attic. To get into the attic, you are standing over the edge of the edge of the stairwell, and you slip on the ladder, and you're down on the main floor. And so you can see that I was up there about 4 or 5 times. That's enough. I give up on it right there. Okay. Let me see. I mowed the grass, I just chewed it up. I didn't do anything other than that. Finally got the air conditioner out of the window up here. Grandson came home tonight, and he took it out for me. So that's done for the winter, anyway. And then come that spring, grandson has to come back and put it back in the window for me. About that? It's a good thing I got a grandson now. Okay, yeah. Okay, geez, that's about it. We've been stuffing into it, so I guess I already told you. Yeah. So, the contract was out this morning for, oh my man, about 4 or 5 hours. Couldn't get in 3 weeks, couldn't get on the internet, nothing. So, finally got it back together, I guess. We were over to my daughter's, and they said they had a cable break or something down there. Just got together enough to have to took them all this time to repair it. So, we'll see what happens. Just working with KBAWG.
Sounds like you're getting ready for winter as well there, George. And I was at the end of your transmission there, I was copying you on the reverse. It was a little bit rough through the repeater for some reason, but no problem on the reverse. So let's break with George. Dave, go ahead. Stand by Dick. MME, KB8TAR.
Thank you again, Kevin. KB8TAR in the net, NAMME. So you mentioned you let the leaves blow off your yard, and come spring, you're ready to mow again. Mine just won't blow that way. I got too much woods around me, and I guess put their leaves around on the yard. I got a
the net again there, Dave, and yeah, I know, I, my first house, we had feet of leaves, some very mature maples, and they just covered everything, but I don't know what's going on. I think the conditions must have changed, because you and George were a little bit rough copy there, and from the west, so I don't know what's going on, but hopefully the repeater is not acting up. It's just conditions for some reason. All right, break with Dave. Dick, go ahead. Stand by other Dave. KC8VHA, KB8TAR.
Yeah, 73 to everybody. I've been playing with leaves, too. As I've done the last couple of years, I pile them up in a pile, and I have a guy come with a big trailer with a big vacuum on the front of it and suck them up and take them away. I don't have to worry about fire, and I have so many leaves that takes all your time burning stuff if you try to burn them. So I just pay the guy $100 and he hauls them away. So 73 to everybody, and have a good night. KC8VHA, back to net.
Well, that sounds like the way to do it, Dick. The vacuum, I like that. And I just realized we've got 3 Daves almost in a row. So we have MME, and now next is FOB. Stand by other Dave. KE8FOB. KB8TAR.
Yeah, I don't have much more to say. Been good talking on the net. I haven't been on the net in many, many months. So it's good to hear everybody out there. And I just want to say 7-3. And back KE8FOB, back to net.
I'm glad you made it, Dave, and don't be a stranger. We're here every Tuesday with the exception of the second Tuesday. So don't be a stranger. Okay. And let's see, the next Dave number three. And then after Dave number three's transmission, we'll take a standby. W8DLK, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, this is Whiskey 8 Delta Lima Kilo. I'm sitting down in my radio room in the basement, and my dingo just found me. And, there he goes. Okay. He's looking out the daylight window for our basement daylight window for deer. Not much more to report here, guys. Vicki, thanks for the update on the park. Yeah, it was under construction last summer when we were in there. It looked like they were doing a lot of improvements over there at Hanley Metamora. I just thought, we usually spend time over on the lake side, the beach side, where I do POTA, and we'll walk around and, you know, we'll do some of the trails back in there. I want to see if they redid any of the trails. They looked, a little tough last summer. I'm hoping they went through there and cleared things out. Not much else to report here, guys. Closed my pool this week, last weekend, and I held on to the bitter end and finally said, that's enough. It's too cold to get in. I don't care if it's at 80 degrees, you get out, it's too chilly, my wife said, so I shut her down. Blew out the sprinklers, blew out the garden zone that I hooked up for my garden, and that's about it. Looking forward to a day off tomorrow and maybe have a little bit of fun. KB8TAR, Whiskey 8 Delta Lima Kilo, back to you.
All right, David, yeah, enjoy that day off. All right, we are at the bottom of our nice list this evening, so we're looking for new check-ins. Any new check-ins wishing to join the net, please call now.
Recheck.
All right, I got you, Vicki. Any other stations with additional traffic or rechecks for the net, please call now. I got you on the list, Vicki. All right, Vicki, go ahead with your recheck.
November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie. Hey, Dave, W-A-D-L-K. Next time you do a POTA activation over there, give me a heads up. I'd love to see you in action. We're only a couple of miles from there, so I don't know if you're going to be doing any more, you know, the rest of this year. I'm going to say it's getting kind of cold, but not the last couple of days. But anyway, give me a heads up. Maybe I'll pop over and see how it's done, because I would love to give it a go one of these days. N8BLC, back to net.
Yeah, that would be fun, Vicki. Very, very good. All right, one more time. Any other rechecks for the net, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining this evening. Very nice net. And we'll now return the repeater to normal use. This is KB8TAR 7-3.
K8ZTP Mobile.
Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. VHF hub connected to Lapeer VHF. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees.